This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, January 4, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Cloudy today, temperatures in the 40s. Salem City Councilor Steve Dibble has announced that he will be running for mayor in the special election to be held later this spring. He ran unsuccessfully against Mayor Driscoll in the last election. Salem News reporter Dustin Luca has confirmed his candidacy as he joins former Mayor Neil Harrington, Dominic Pangelo, and Robert Skip Bensley as candidates to replace outgoing Mayor and Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll. As the Massachusetts legislature begins a new session, State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr is optimistic about the new year.
Well, I'm optimistic about the fact that we continue to have a solid financial foundation in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Our tax returns continue to be strong. That gives us the flexibility not only to invest in important priorities, but also the ability to return some of those tax dollars to the people who pay them in the first place and help them cope with the high cost of living that's being occasioned by inflation. I'm optimistic that we're going to continue to be the leader in the nation with regard to energy conservation and alternative energy and carbon emissions reduction. I'm optimistic, most of all, about the fact that we continue to be able to pursue a bipartisan model of decision-making, which is collaborative and inclusive, and regardless of the issues, that will serve us well as we move ahead, even as we close another chapter of operating in that way in these next couple of days.
That's Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. The town of Danvers is in the process of selecting a new school superintendent. Below on this post are details of when the three finalist candidates will be making their site visits, do meet and greets, and do their public interviews. The visits are scheduled to start tomorrow. And the city of Lynn is looking for snowplow drivers. This is Mayor Jared Nicholson on the need for drivers.
Currently looking to expand our team of snow fighters. We're currently hiring snowplow drivers to assist the city during snow events and to help us provide safe streets for our residents. Snowplow driver rates start at $90 an hour and increase depending on the equipment. So if you're interested, please apply now by visiting the City of Lynn website or by clicking the link.
Below in this post, find the link and details on how to become a Lynn snowplow driver. Also below on today's post are details from the Lynn police on a firearms arrest related to dirt bikes and gangs. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi everyone, I'm Bill Newell with sports. Big loss for the Celtics last night, losing to the Oklahoma Thunder, 150-117. Sees in Dallas tonight. Bruins in L.A. tonight to take on the Kings. Bruins' Jake DeBrusque having a very good season. Coach Jim Montgomery on the B's forward.
He's a lot tougher than people think, and he's more committed than people are aware. And because of those things, his game is growing. He's matured, you know, and you can see it. I mean, you know, he's on pace to get 30 goals, over 30 goals.
The Patriots will play the Bills in Buffalo on Sunday. Boys basketball from last night. Malden Catholic, a 96-49 winner over St. John's Prep. Northeast Conference winners, Salem, Marblehead, Gloucester, Peabody. While in the Cape Ann League, Linfield, Georgetown, North Reading, Newburyport, and Amesbury posted wins. And the Lynn English boys beat Revere 96-43. The North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows return tomorrow morning. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.